Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. Make January Veganuary. I love that. I love play on words. Well, what we're talking about here is something that is going on in the UK, but we want it to go on everywhere, where you take January and you say, hey, I want to see what it's like to be a vegan. Well, we have got Clea Grady here. She is going to talk about Veganuary. Hello there, Clea.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
We're good. It's so great to have you on the show. Now, I understand that you became a vegetarian, or you've been one since the age of 12. Tell us how that evolved, and then how you went from that to becoming a vegan, and then we'll jump into Veganuary.
Okay. So as you said, I've been vegetarian since 12 years old. I live in the UK, so I don't know if you guys can tell, but my accent's a bit muddled up because originally I come from New Zealand.
So I heard the New Zealand in there. Beautiful.
Well, it's a country that's very, very much a farming country. People eat a lot of meat, and obviously a lot of dairy, a lot of eggs. So when I was quite little, I realized that I didn't really want to eat the animals anymore. So I became vegetarian for animals when I was 12 years old, when I told my mum and dad that that was it. And then I didn't really think about it very much after that. I thought I was doing everything I needed to be doing, and I thought that I had everything right. And then suddenly one day, a couple of years ago, an advert popped up on my Facebook page that said, everyone is going vegan this January. Do you want to join them? And I didn't really think. It was one of those sort of instant decisions that you make, and I just thought, yeah, all right, I'll do that. I'll try vegan for a month at the start of next year. So this was about November 2013 that I saw this advert. So I ended up taking part in the very first Veganuary ever in January 2014, and I would say by about week three, I knew I was never going back to being just vegetarian. I was quite shocked by everything that I discovered during my month of trying vegan. I had no idea of the levels of cruelty involved in the dairy industry or the egg industry. It felt like one of those light bulb moments, I guess that's how I would describe it, or someone flicking on a big switch. Suddenly everything made sense. And I've always worked in marketing, and I've been looking to do something that combined my talents, I guess you could call them, with my passion. And I don't think I've ever felt passionate about anything more than being vegan. And so I got in touch with the couple behind Veganuary, the founders, Matthew and Jane, and said, I want to come and work for you and make this thing huge because you've changed my life. And so that was back in February 2014. And here we are today in 2016 on our third Veganuary ever. And we have, the latest count is we have 23,000 people from across the world taking part and trying vegan with us this month.
That's awesome. So it's kind of like Movember, right? It becomes one of those things in that month that people know, and maybe it'll come into the schools and it'll, you know, blossom into hopefully this beautiful thing. I think that's great. So how do you know how many people are partaking? Do they sign up on your website? How do they become involved if they want to learn more about it?
Good question. Yeah, we encourage people to sign up at our website, veganuary.com. And we ask a few questions at that time, like where they are, whether they're male or female, a rough idea of their age, and obviously what their current diet is. So whether they're omnivore, pescatarian, vegetarian, or vegan. We do have some people who have recently become vegan taking part as well. And so we get those statistics off the people that have actually gone to the website and signed up to veganuary.com. And the reason we encourage people to do that is we effectively hold your hand all the way through it. So we send you daily support emails that sort of you start getting them from about the beginning of December, but they are daily from just after Christmas. So they take you all through that period between Christmas and New Year, so you know what to stock in your kitchen cupboards and your fridge and how to read labels and what sort of foods you need to replace. And we send out meal plans and all that sort of thing. And then we stay in touch throughout the month of January, basically sending you bite-sized nuggets of information and recipes every day just to make it as easy and as fun as possible.
Oh, I love that. That makes so much sense. It's so nice when you can make something super accessible. You know, I want to commend you on, you know, calling up this organization and saying, hey, this has changed my life. I have such a passion. I want to be part of it. I think that is so nice that you were able to do that. I'm also curious when you said you had big changes in how you felt taking out the dairy and the eggs. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is one of the things as the person behind the marketing for Veganuary, I find it very difficult to put into words. And it's something when I talk to a lot of vegans, you find that people have this sort of similar feeling. I would describe it personally as a sort of a lifting of guilt, maybe, and a sense of freedom that suddenly you're living life according to your values. It was quite, for me, when I tried vegan back in 2014, it was quite an emotional month. You know, I thought I'd been doing all I needed to do to you know, live a life that sort of respected and cared for animals. And then I discovered that actually, whether it had been unwillingly or not, I had still been contributing with my daily decisions to such a level of cruelty that I did. I had moments where I just sit and cry while I was reading things, whether it was reading a book of information or reading or watching videos online. But after that, I felt really free, I suppose. That would be the word that it feels most often. I feel much freer now I'm vegan. I feel like I'm living much more genuinely, much more truthfully. And from that, I think it becomes a very joyful way to live. And you start, hopefully, that joyfulness kind of shines through in who you are and how you live and what you do. And hopefully that attracts more people to wanting to try it and wanting to find out how good it is for themselves.
Well, you have such a lovely spirit. I mean, just listening to you talk, and again, I really admire the passion. Now, I'm assuming that some of these people stay vegan, and I think even if they go back to eating some meat, they have more of an awareness. They might look for, I know it's still meat, but I'm thinking if they look for the grass-fed, or they try to cut back, or they just add more plants to their lives. I mean, I think whatever you can do to have more plants, you know, plant-based diet is fantastic. Or do you think some people see it as an all or nothing?
I think there's definitely a mixture. There's reasons people sign up. I mean, I think perhaps people that are signing up because of health reasons, they might just be wanting to have a sort of detox, as it were, after the Christmas Thanksgiving period where they might have overindulged in food and drink. They may not see it as something that's long term. They just might want to kickstart the year in a positive way, and that's fantastic. I mean, like you say, you know, worst case scenario, when you take part in Veganuary, you just might discover some new stuff that you hadn't ever eaten before, or some new recipes that you'd never even thought of making. Or you might just suddenly realize that actually you prefer a plant milk like almond milk in your tea or coffee. And that's fabulous. And we completely commend that and applaud that. At the end of each January, we do actually send out a survey to all our participants. So we try and gather as much information from them about how they found their experience and what they're going on to do. So we do know how many people choose to stay vegan at the end of the month, if that's something you want me to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're out of time today, but you'll have to – we'd love – do you just have a number for last year, how many people stayed vegan?
51%.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
51%.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. we really do try and look after people and support them and make it fun and make it as easy as possible.
Well, thank you, Clea. It's very amazing information. You can learn more at veganuary.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at @WeAreVeganuary. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and try out Veganuary. Stay well.